Now, let me tell you my little private story. Because I love guardian angels, I guess you already got the point. When I was a young child, my parents taught me about guardian angels. So from childhood, I was familiar with my guardian angel. And even I gave him a name. I called him Raphael. And to make sure I would call him more easily. And it was the name of an archangel. So I thought it was good for him. So I used him as my companion. I would send him to do this, to do that, to that person, to that situation, asking for his help and talking to him. And I must say he was very efficient and he has always been very, but very helpful without talking about protection. My gosh, I wouldn't be on this world anymore without him. So when I entered my community of the Beatitudes in France, I found myself in our little foundation in Nazareth. So there we were only four sisters. Two brothers were not far in another little house, also in Nazareth. And of course, I would share with the sisters my stories about my guardian angel. And among these sisters was Sylvie. And Sylvie came from a Protestant background. And though she was now a Catholic, she wouldn't pray to the angels because she had a kind of block, you know, she just couldn't do it. She was skeptical about that. Still, she would listen to my stories. She was quiet and she was listening to our prayer to the angels. And inside she would think, what is this? How can they pray to their guardian angels? Like a weird thing, you know, for her. But of course, I would continue to relate my adventures with my guardian angel and how helpful he was, all the story that happened to me with him. That was kind of attractive, you know. And she thought, and what if this was real? So one day she wanted to put an end to her question. And she made a kind of test. And the test was this. Since she knew that I would call my guardian angel Raphael, she simply told him, Raphael, if you are really as great as Sister Emmanuel says, if you can really do jobs, if you can really help us, I want to know. So please today tell Sister this particular thing. And she mentioned what he had to tell me, because I don't want to tell her myself. So it's your job to tell her. And if you tell her and I have the proof that you've spoken to her, then I will believe that we can pray to the angels. Otherwise, forget it. That was her prayer. That prayer, she made that prayer in the morning. Of course, I did not know that she was making this test. And off I went to my work. At the time, I was working in a hospital in Nazareth half the day. So I came back for lunch. And I remember, I will never forget that. I remember I opened the door. The three other sisters were at table. The lunch had already started. And before even that I greeted them, I said, guess what the Lord has told me today in prayer. And believe me, I repeated exactly word for word the message that Sylvie had given to my guardian angel. So she dropped her head in her soup and she was deeply shocked. At the moment, she said nothing because she had to reflect on that. But she was absolutely overwhelmed. Now, a while later, she told me the whole story. That's how I found out. And she said, you know, Sister, from that day on, I started praying to my guardian angel and to your guardian angel and to all the angels. And you know, she became one of the best employers of guardian angels I ever met in my entire life. Well, now, you know, some people would say, no, I won't pray to my guardian angel because I only want to pray to Jesus. Only Jesus is God. I'm not going to pray to creatures. I don't want anything in the way. I'll deal directly with Jesus. Well, this is very good to deal directly with Jesus. I don't say otherwise. It's good. So far, very good. But what if you exclude those that he, Jesus himself, has given you as friends? You think you please him this way? No. You just offend him and you just sadden him. Now, suppose you have a beautiful fiancé and you love your fiancé. And this fiancé, of course, has a mom, a dad. She has brothers and sisters and she has friends. So one day you get into her home and you ask, where is my fiancé so-and-so? But the mom is opening the door for you. But you don't care. She's only the mom, you know. She's not the fiancé. So then the brothers show up. You don't care. It's just a brother. where is my fiance? I want to deal directly with her. I don't care about you guys. I want only her. Don't you think that she'll be very saddened? She'll say to you, let me introduce you to my mom. My mom is part of my life and she knows me so well. So as a fiancé, if you want to see me, to know who I am really, go to her, she'll tell you stories about my childhood. You will know me better and hopefully you will love me better. And you know, this is my brother. Let me introduce you to him. He had a great influence on me. And this is my sister. And this is my family. And this is my dad. And you know what? I love each of the members of my family. So if you want to love me really, share that love that I have with my family. They are good guys. They won't harm you. They are part of my family. They are my brother and sister. And then they become part of your family. We are one family now. You know, you can't just cut them off. Jesus himself gave a guardian angel to each one of us. So if you want to please Jesus, you will please him a lot in praying to the angels. The angels belong to Jesus. He's the King of angels. So of course, Jesus is very, very happy when we pray to them.